The idea of allowing a genetically engineered salmon to be sold for human consumption has galvanized the Alaska legislature to oppose the idea. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
On Monday, the Alaska Senate unanimously passed House Joint Resolution 5, which asked the Food and Drug Administration to conduct another review of the Aqua Advantage salmon. Among the senators to speak to the resolution was District O State Senator Peter Michicki from Soldotna.
Resolution is timely since the proposal by Aqua Bounty is in the final stages of approval and comments are being accepted until April 26, 2013. The legislature would join Governor Parnell in unanimous support of our federal delegation in opposing this application. Mr. President, my understanding is that this would be the first time the FDA would approve a genetically modified organism for human consumption. I'm not sure how you feel about feeding your family an experiment, Mr. President. Certainly not a choice I'm willing to take.
Back in December, the FDA issued a draft environmental assessment and preliminary finding of no significant impact for the proposal by Aqua Bounty Technologies to create and market the new salmon. The public comment period has been extended out to April the 26th. Opponents of the idea believe that the genetically modified salmon could escape and spread disease or even crossbreed with wild salmon stocks. Many stakeholders in Alaska's commercial salmon fisheries are also concerned the new salmon could compete with the state's wild salmon resource. House Joint Resolution 5 has now passed both houses of the Alaska legislature without any opposition, and it now goes to the desk of Alaska Governor Sean Parnell. He's been very critical of the new salmon and is expected to sign the resolution. Another of those who spoke out on Monday was Senate Minority Leader Johnny Ellis from Anchorage, who praised the work done by Representative Garen Tarr. She was the prime sponsor of the resolution.
She's brought people together on a bipartisan basis. She has a science background and has been talking about this for a number of years. When she worked in my office and then since, she talked about it during the last election season. When people were discussing many other topics, she was very passionate about this one and thought we could bring people together, and she's done so in record time. So I appreciate the person carrying the bill today, appreciate the good work of the sponsor and her staff, and I think we can do a good thing here together today.
The idea of allowing a genetically modified salmon to be sold as food has drawn strong opposition from Alaska's congressional delegation. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski sponsored legislation that was passed last week in the Senate that would require labeling of any genetically modified salmon sold to the public.
All it does is require labeling of this genetically engineered fish, this fake fish. If you're going to be serving your family a good quality product, you want to know that it's good and it's quality. Allow us to label it. And with that, I would ask my colleagues to support this amendment.
The opposition to allowing the Aqua Advantage salmon to be sold as food has gained some big-name supporters in recent weeks, as Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Aldi have all announced that they will not sell the fish if it's approved by the FDA. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.